Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
There's a brand new book out, and I'm excited to talk to the authors. But before I get to that, I just want to remind you, we will be talking throughout the show today about the issue of the 50-year mortgage. So please feel free to weigh in and do that today. I want to welcome Isabel Vincent, award-winning investigative journalist and co-author of the book Gold Bar Bob, The Downfall of the Most Corrupt U.S. Senator, and Thomas Jason Anderson, director of the D.C.-based Last Government Watchdog Organization, and also author of the book Gold Bar Bob, The Downfall of the Most Corrupt U.S. Senator. Thank you both so much for joining me here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. I appreciate it. How are you?
Good, and thank you very much. We're honored.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. Great to be on. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I saw that my friend Lydia Moynihan had posted about your book. I'm assuming you guys are friends with her. She's a great friend of mine. And I said, oh, this book looks right up our alley. So we got to get these two on the show. And that's how it happened. So there you go.
Oh, so Lydia sits beside me at the New York Post. So thank you, Lydia.
Well, there you go. She's fantastic. And this book is really important right now. I grew up in New Jersey, and I've been involved in New Jersey politics since I was a kid. We always knew Bob Menendez was corrupt. I mean, that was kind of the thing we always knew. The level of corruption, the level of his and his wife's involvement in all this is just staggering. So, and I love the name of the book, by the way, Gold Bar Bob. I think that's very well done. I guess I'll start with you, Isabel. What do you think about his relationship with his wife, Nadine Menendez, and how all that played out?
That's a very interesting question because, as you probably know, they were indicted together, but Bob Menendez insisted upon separating their trials. And then during his trial, he threw his wife under the bus, saying that, you know, he had done everything he did except gold bullion and $400,000, almost $500,000 in cash, because his wife set him up with, you know, her associates who had connections to the governments of Egypt and the government of Qatar. In her trial, which was after his trial, she threw him under the bus. And then during her sentencing, she said, oh, Bob was the greatest guy in the world, so I thought, but I'm an abused woman, and he turned out to be a terrible husband. But then at the end of, you know, all of that, through tears, she asked the judge, when can I visit my husband in prison? Because Bob was sentenced to 11 years in federal prison, and she hadn't been able to see him because she'd been she'd been convicted on a felony. And so it's a weird dynamic where I don't know if they were like just acting, you know, through all of this, or if it was, you know, obviously they were legal tactics throwing each other under the bus, but it didn't really help them.
And she killed a guy too, right?
She ran over a man in New Jersey, and that's why she needed a new car. And one of the bribes from one of the business associates was a new Mercedes.
That whole story about how the local police showed up and she basically, there was no breathalyzer, no drug test, and she was more concerned about her car than she was about this guy that she just killed. And she just left. I mean, that is amazing. It's hard to even fathom something like that happening. Thomas Jason Anderson, let me ask you, as the co-author of the book Goldbar Bob, The Downfall of the Most Corrupt U.S. Senator. You say the most corrupt U.S. senator. I mean, that's a bold statement. I don't disagree, by the way, but that is a bold statement.
Well, look, if you're going to have someone labeled as the most corrupt U.S. senator, most likely they're going to come from the state of New Jersey.
Right? Yes, but we wear that badge of honor.
Right?
Yes.
Louisiana's there, but it has to be Louisiana, New Jersey, New York. Don't forget about Mississippi now. They're in there too. So I mean, so there are some, but definitely, if you're going to talk about the most corrupt, you're going to see someone coming from one of those states. And why not New Jersey? You know, and everyone in New Jersey knows. I mean, the machine there has been in place for generations, and Bob is a product of that machine, right? And so, in a lot of ways, you know, in the way we wrote the book, we show that. This was more than just a story about Bob Menendez. This was about the system, the corrupt system in America overall. But that corrupt system became even more corrupt when Bob brought the New Jersey machine to Washington, D.C. That's when things got really crazy. And that's how we got to this place where he is the most corrupt. And he had gold bars, cash in his shoes, in his jacket pockets because of that scenario there. And so I think we do a pretty good job in the book of outlining that and showing how that sort of that New Jersey corruption in Union City metastasized as Bob grew in power and strength. That machine from Union City also grew with him. And in the end, it basically infected Washington, D.C., and this is the result.
And so, Isabel, do you guys get into the whole New Jersey Attorney General basically ignoring the allegations and just completely acting like nothing happened before the feds got involved?
Yes. And also we get into his fellow senators, his fellow Democratic senators sort of standing up for him after he was indicted. And not, you'll recall that he was not asked to resign right away.
Right.
And he was still able to attend Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearings, often classified hearings, even as he was accused of FARA violations, of, you know, acting, conspiring to act as an agent for Egypt and Qatar. So, I mean, this sent a message to the electorate in the United States that, hey, it's okay to be corrupt, you know. Whereas, you know, maybe if he had been, you know, told to resign, asked to resign at that point, maybe the Democrats would have done better in 2024.
I wonder, too. I mean, and Thomas, you act like everybody doesn't sew money into their jacket pockets. Like, come on. I mean, don't you do that for safety and security reasons? Just sew money into your suit pockets. I love when he said that. Like, well, you know, I do it to, you know, in case anybody steals or something. It was one of the lamest excuses I'd ever heard in my life.
Yeah, no, that's that, and that was, you know, that was a Union City type excuse when you think about it, right? I mean, that was, you know, if you're going to get someone in Washington, D.C. who's corrupt in the United States Senate to use an excuse like that, that's a Union City guy. That's one of their excuses. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I promise you, people from Union City, when he heard him say that, they were like, yeah, that kind of makes sense a little bit. Right? They were like, yeah. but everywhere else, everyone's like, nah, man, come on. Are you serious right now? And I think that's sort of where we run into this situation that we bump into here where, you know, the media wants to report on these things, but it becomes so voluminous. The corruption is so out of control. Where do they start?
Yeah.
Where do you begin? Right. And with Washington, D.C. being so corrupt, when you have a system where you can bring in these Union City type bosses into D.C. and they just fold right in and they're just celebrated because, you know, Bob was a social butterfly. They loved him up there. Right. He was everywhere. He was the guy that when he was in the room, everybody celebrated him in D.C. So when he gave those excuses, people kind of said, OK, fine. And it kept it going. It kept it moving because he's Bob. And that's sort of, you know, that acceptance of corruption. Mm-hmm. We get into that a lot in the book. And the conclusion we came to was this nonchalant acceptance of corruption that America has fallen into as a whole. It's breeding these politicians like Bob. But at the same time, it's really at the core of all the problems we're looking at across the board on every issue. It's this corruption that's the problem.
Yeah, no question about it. Gold Bar Bob, the downfall of the most corrupt U.S. Senator, Isabel Vincent and Thomas Jason Anderson, are joining me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. It's great to have them both here. And Isabel, his power, it's hard for people to realize that the level of power he had as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Like, I mean, the fact that he got his buddy gets the contract to do all the halal meat in Egypt, and he never had done that before. And he got the contract for the whole country to do that. But that's the kind of power he was able to wield. I mean, he could threaten to withhold money. He could make the lives miserable of these foreign governments. I mean, that's way too much power, in my opinion, for one person to have.
Yeah, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is super powerful. I mean, that committee is the committee that writes the treaties, that signs the treaties on behalf of the United States, that okays all of the spending, you know, the hundreds of millions of dollars in spending on armaments for other countries. And one of the issues before the committee was the $300 million that had been in armaments that had been stopped to Egypt because of their bad human rights record. And so this was something that, you know, Bob offered to help them by ghostwriting letters for the Egyptian authorities to his own committee to plead for that, you know, for that military aid. So, I mean, you know, the level of we don't know to this day how much damage he did, because one of the things that Tom and I discovered in a sentencing memo, in both Bob and Nadine's sentencing memo, was that he helped cover up the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, mm-hmm. the Saudi journalist who was killed and dismembered in 2018 at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. They knew about this. The Egyptians came to Bob and said, you know, the Egyptian intelligence came to Bob and said, we have to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Can you help us with some of the questions they might ask us? I mean, you know, that's just egregious as far as I'm concerned.
It's downright inhumane. The level of I mean, to just not care about what they did to that journalist is just it's outrageous. It really is. As you're thinking about this too, and I love the theme of corruption in Washington being the problem, and kind of taking it back to Union City, New Jersey, which is part of Union County. And people should know Bob Menendez was the party boss of Union County and very powerful in New Jersey politics, and yet, when he went to Washington, it's not like that power kind of ceded. I mean, his son became a congressman. His daughter is a prominent person in the media. He didn't go away. If anything, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Tom, I mean, if anything, his power in Jersey politics, he was more hands-on versus a lot of other people who might go to Washington and just say, you know what, you guys go fight. It's local nonsense. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Well, that was how he built his entire, if you want to call it an organization or a political infrastructure around him. The core center of it was Union City. Period. End of story. He surrounded himself with his best friends from high school. They always stayed by his side in everything he did, no matter where he went. So even when he became a member of the House of Representatives, they were right there. When he became a senator, they were right there. When he became the chairman of foreign relations, they were right there. When he got indicted the first time, they were right there. Right. So they've always been there. They were the guys who wrote letters on his behalf to the judge once he was convicted by the jury. And so that's why he always maintained that close bond, because that was the core of his power. And the only time that, and me and Isabel have this in the book, the only time that we really saw his power get attacked in a way where it seemed like he could really get knocked off before the gold bars. But when he got in trouble in the Dominican Republic, you know, we have a chapter in there called Blame It on Cuba. And the one way that it looks like he was, you know, hurt really bad politically was it took a Cuban spy to do it. Now, at the time, he complained when there was all these stories about these underage prostitutes that he was with. But what happened years later is we find out that there was this big fight over the largest gold mine in the Western Hemisphere. OK, and that fight entailed a Cuban spy that no one knew was a spy that was in our government for over 30 years. And we detail in that chapter how we feel with the evidence that we looked at, that Cuban spy ran a number on Bob. And that entire fallout with Dr. Melgen and the DR and the prostitutes, we get into great detail on how that looks like he actually was attacked from an outside force. And so from our perspective, he was so powerful. The one way that he really did get knocked off, it had to come from Cubans, right? And that's the level that he was at. He got so high that he started to become a subject of international intrigue, where spies from Cuba were coming after him.
And just to add to that, so the reason that happened was because the people who brought Bob to power, who financed his rise, were the anti-Castro Cubans who settled in Union City and South Florida. These were the guys who, you know, planted bombs in New York City, anywhere there were pro-Castro politicians or human rights workers, they wanted Castro and Che Guevara and everybody connected to that government dead. So these are the people that funded his rise. So when the Cuban spies go after him, it's because of that.
So it's a spy thriller too. I'm so excited to read this book. I can't tell you. I'm really super excited to read the book, and I love this. Gold Bar Bob, The Downfall of the Most Corrupt U.S. Senator. And I don't want to give too much away, but I will just ask you this. We all knew how corrupt he was. It's kind of like the situation where the crazy neighbor winds up doing something and everybody's like, yeah, well, we always knew. You know what I mean? So everybody in New Jersey politics knew how corrupt this guy was. And yet nobody seemed to care until he spoke out against the Obama administration with their deal with Iran, and when he spoke out against the Biden administration with the deal with Iran. And and I don't think that that's coincidental, and maybe I'm way off here, and maybe I got to wait to read the book to find out. But it just seems to me it's one of those situations where they all knew it. But it was like, as long as you're playing ball and you're being a good boy, we're not going to really go there. But if you cross us, we're going to go there.
I agree with you. I think there's a lot of that. We won't spoil the book, but when you as you go through the book, you will see that, you know what? That what was surrounding Bob was so insane that, you know, situations like that where he had his own party leaders sort of muzzling him so that they could, you know, get things pushed through that they knew with him in the way they could never get it done right. That, you know, definitely was going, that was all about, that's what Bob got in the middle of all the time. That was almost that he was almost an expert at that. Whenever there were issues like that, he was in the center of it, and he was like a bulldog fighting away. So yes, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, as this bulldog comes in there and he's fighting on something that these higher ups in his party desperately want, and they know this guy's never going to stop. How do they deal with that? Well, I could see how, okay, let's send in the FBI. Let's go look at this guy because we know he's corrupt, and let's go deal with this because we know anything less than that, he's never going to stop. And that's, I could see that for sure.
Well, congratulations to you both for writing this book. And like I said, I cannot wait to read this book. I'm super excited about it. I think it's incredibly important to tell this story. I think it's incredibly important to expose the corruption, not just of Jersey politics, but of Washington as well. And I think this can serve as a lesson for all of us about how powerful people take advantage and get rich off of the backs of the taxpayers and just seem there's no ethics whatsoever. And then ultimately, I can't wait to find out what brings about the downfall when we saw this all in plain sight. So Gold Bar Bob, The Downfall of the Most Corrupt U.S. Senator, Isabel Vincent, Thomas Jason Anderson. The book is available everywhere. Get your copy today and read it. Thank you both for joining me here in Philadelphia. We appreciate it. And New Jersey, because we got a huge following in South Jersey. Big audience. I know a lot of people are going to be interested in this. So thank you both.
Thank you. Really
thank
appreciate
you very
it.
Much.
All right.
Thank you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
As we continue, and our buddy Kennedy is going to join us in a few minutes. She'll be at Soul Joel's in Pottstown soon. I want to remind you of a couple things real quick before I get to Kennedy, and that is that we will be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming up on December 19th for our Christmas Spectacular on Ice. So join us for that. Christmas in Cape May is absolutely beautiful. And from now through December 18th, you can enjoy a fabulous fall midweek escape when you book a multi-night stay. Receive 10% off your room rate plus resort credits. Go to Hemingway's Restaurant and Bar or the gift shop. If you're planning a weekend getaway, don't miss the Grand Escape Weekends. Perfect for couples or friends looking to relax and reconnect. Did you make your Thanksgiving or holiday plans yet? If not, what are you waiting for? The reality is this. The kids are going to be bored, and they're going to want something to do. And unless you're planning on jumping on a plane and going to Florida, what you should do is go to the Grand Hotel because they have the beautiful indoor heated saltwater pool. My kids absolutely love it. And they also have a restaurant right on site. But Cape May goes all out for the holidays. Beautiful for Christmas time. House tours, Victorian tours, and there's carolers, and there's trolleys, and it's just great. If you want to plan an event, reach out to my friend Caitlin. She is the wedding planner of the year, South Jersey 2025 Wedding Planner of the Year. She will make your wedding or your corporate retreat, family reunion, whatever it is, she'll make all that come true for you. It'll be great. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Always book direct with them for the best rates and to get those resort credits so you will have an amazing and unforgettable time and do something special and make some memories this holiday season at my happy place, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Thanks for being here today. Appreciate it. If you're just joining me, I spent the day today, my five-year-old daughter, Reagan, homesick today. So we had a daddy day where I was basically cuddling with her and watching movies. And that's what we did all day. And we watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And I found all the ways in which the government would make the Grinch a felon and would take Cindy Lou Who away from her parents, because I just can't watch these things without thinking these things, which is just bizarre. I've been doing this way too long, clearly. But nevertheless, I was also thinking today about the fact that Christmas is almost here, and we're going to be at the Grand Hotel December 19th, and I want to see you there for that live show, because it's going to be a blast. We'll always have fun. We always have fun there. And the last show was terrific on Halloween. This one on December 19th is going to be extra special. I can't tell you why yet, but it's going to be extra super duper special. That's all I can say. So mark your calendar for that and do that today. The government is now open. As I dive more into what happened in Jersey with everything with the food stamp recipients, and I was talking today to a buddy of mine who's active in Jersey politics. And he's like, what do you think went wrong? What do you think happened? I said, I think the government shut down. I think they scared a lot of people, and a lot of people showed up who weren't planning to show up, because Mikey Sherrill is a terrible, terrible candidate. She's so bad. I got a clip of her. She was on the Bulwark podcast. I don't know. Justin, can I play a clip? Can I do that right now? Or is that going to screw you up? All right. So she was on the Bulwark podcast, whatever the hell that is. And they were pushing her on the fact of whether or not she's a Democrat socialist. Let me find that one. Where is that one? I have that somewhere. What?
5 and 6.
5 and 6. All right. So here's the governor-elect of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill. And let's start with cut 6. And then what, Justin, I'd love for you to do is I'd love you to grab the part where she says, I'm not a Democrat socialist, so that we can isolate that, because I think we're going to need that as time goes on. But this is cut 6. Go ahead.
You know, if we push in some programs to help small grocery stores and bodegas start up, that can address competition in the market.
Government-run bodegas?
No, independent grocers and stuff, you know, entrepreneurs. Okay. Don't get me in trouble here.
It's okay to have some difference. I mean, obviously, yeah. Look, if the connective tissue between you and Zoran around the mayor's race was a focus on affordability, there's obviously going to be differences, right? I don't know. And do you look at that and see anything that you're like, well, you know, I think maybe for folks that are running in other parts of the country, you know, there is a way that I ran that was different from him? Or are you worried that you're going to get exiles across the river moving across to New Jersey?
Interestingly, to your point that you're raising, probably one of the biggest differences, I'm not a democratic socialist. I really do think capitalism, as long as people have access to opportunity.
I'm not a democrat socialist. I'm not. And just so you know, because I've told you before, and I will tell you again, she's running for president. Mikey Sherrill, the governor-elect of New Jersey, is running for president 100%. Her focus is on going after President Trump. So she says she's taking on President Trump in a very specific economic way, and then provides zero specifics. Cut number five.
Taking on Trump and reminding people in a very specific economic way that he is destroying your ability to succeed. And I'll, now that I'm on, I'll just say,
keep going, girl.
It really struck me. And this gets a little New Jersey weird-ish, but our state motto is liberty and prosperity. And I always thought, you know, I've always been a little bit of a liberty girly, right? Yeah. Like, oh, fight for your freedom and join the Navy and, you know, protect the Constitution. But It does, you need both. When you're shut out of school, when you're shut out of jobs, when you have a president of the United States that's running a worldwide extortion racket where he's making billions and you're seeing your costs go up every single day.
Cast.
That's a really important fight.
When you see your cast go up every day, your cast, we got to listen to that for the next 4 years. And I'm telling you right now, she's throwing her hat in the ring for president. Because there's no way she's going to be, she will be so bored as governor of New Jersey. Are you kidding me? She doesn't want to be governor. That's beneath her. What she wants is she wants to run for president. And she will. Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, we got our guest. Excellent. This is a big deal. I'm very, very excited to have her on the show. She's been killing it on the five all week, and she's coming to our area. She's the one, the only. She's the host of the Kennedy Saves the World podcast. She's my friend. She's Kennedy, and she's here with us right now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. What's up, Kennedy? And then with that, there you go.
More of the crowd, Rich.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, no. The roar of the crowd. It was just like.
They went wild
like,
for
you. Thank you, PhD.
Thank you, Philadelphia, South Jersey, and the South greater southeastern Pennsylvania. They went wild. They were excited to I'm excited to have you on the show. You're a big freaking deal, and you've been great on the five all week. Are you having fun?
Oh, yeah. It's always fun. It's always fun to do different shows. Yeah. And, you know, people ask, like, which one do you like better? It's like every single one is different. You have to use a different part of your brain. You know, it's like you and I have appeared on America's Newsroom together a bunch of times. We always have a great time. The five is awesome because you really have to be prepared and be aware of what you're saying and do a good job listening to four other people.
Yeah. Yeah, and we had fun this week on Tuesday, you and I, and I love that we caused international controversy. And I just want to say for the record that it was totally fake news that when I said that was awkward, I wasn't referring to you and Hemmer. I was talking about how awkward that stupid Wicked clip is that they played for us.
Yeah, and it wasn't awkward between me and Hemmer. It was actually quite wonderful.
It was funny as hell
for the audience. Yes. Yeah, so we were, you know, you and I were talking about Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Wicked 2 is coming out, the next Wicked chapter. And, you know, the first one, Ariana Grande a few times kept grabbing onto Cynthia Erivo's finger, especially when they were asked by the Out magazine writer. They weren't even asked. Like, the woman's like, just so you know, people have been holding space for defying gravity, and they're both like, oh my god, that's so amazing, and they had no idea what she was talking about but wanted to pretend like it was a really profound moment. And so when we were talking about, you know, the two of them were on the red carpet again, and someone asked them, like, what do you see in each other's aura, and describe each other's aura, and I held on to Bill Hemmer's finger, and I think it shocked Bill a little bit, but it wasn't awkward. We've known each other long enough that we're comfortable in those moments.
It was so funny. I was laughing. Dana was laughing. And then this stupid thing writes an article about it. But hey, good. I mean, great. I'm glad we can still trigger people and trigger people overseas, too, at that, which is fantastic. I think it's great.
Trolling. It's really the last few delights we have in our lives.
And you know how we were talking about merch? I saw today, because my five-year-old was homesick, so we were just watching movies together all day and cuddling on the couch, so I'll probably be getting sick too. So hopefully you won't be seeing me next week. Just, you know, stay away so we don't get in trouble for your Soul Joel's show, which we're going to talk about in a sec. But I saw a commercial today, Kennedy, for Wicked laundry detergent so that it can smell like Oz. What the hell does Oz smell like? What is that even? How is that even a thing?
Desperation, resentment, a total fallacy. I don't want my clothes smelling like that. It does not smell like a silky tulip laden meadow. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know a lot, but that I know.
I mean, isn't the wizard a fascist? I mean, isn't that the whole thing, right? The kind of like
liar. He's a big, fat, fascist, dumb liar, and everything is a fraud. And he's like the Gavin Newsom.
I was going to say
nursery rhymes.
Is Kennedy talking about the wizard, or is she talking about the governor of California, who is now making his international debut with the stupid climate change summit that he's going to? He's just so greasy.
And by the way, California is not the bastion of energy success. And he's over there talking about, you know, green this and green that. It's like I will show you my LADWP bill from 20 years ago, and I'll show you one from today, and the difference will be shocking. And I guarantee you people from your part of New Jersey and Pennsylvania can show me their bills and compare and contrast, and they will not have like a 500% increase in energy costs like they have in California, because they won't fix the good old fashioned power lines that they have
They won't bring any more nuclear reactors online, which is cheap, plentiful, and carbon neutral. And they, you know, they're relying on, you drive through the desert in California, and there are these wind farms with, you know, windmills that are just completely static. And it's like, that's not doing much. So, you know, it's like, yes, taking us into the next century is apparently very, very costly. And they just, they invite anyone of means or anyone who's desperate enough to leave the state. And by they, I mean Gavin Newsom and his hair.
And the question that I have is, what is the carbon footprint of his hair with all that freaking oil that he uses to mat it down?
Can you imagine? Yeah. No, it's like, China coal factories choke with disgust when they see his hair, just at the carbon output. Like, they're offended by it.
When he washes it, he has to use, you remember the soap they used to clean the ducks after the Exxon Valdez spill?
Yeah, it works. Dawn. Yeah.
He can't use regular shampoo. It doesn't work for him.
He has to go naked through a car wash. That's how he gets clean. He's so greasy.
And yet he's going to run for president. I mean, he's probably the front runner. That's the crazy thing, because he has this amazing ability to be a political shapeshifter and just change every position that he's ever had and just take the opposite of whatever he once said.
From a giant pile of poo to a puddle of pee. Like, that's the only shape he's shifting from one to the other. And, you know, it's like, he's awful. Like, test scores in California, awful. Literacy rates in the basement. You know, affordability, non-existent. The amount you have to pay as a middle-class family in order to exist in California, it's like $26,000 a year extra compared to any other state. It's unaffordable. It's littered with mentally ill, drug-addicted homeless people who will never get the help that they need. And a narcissistic governor who doesn't care about them. He only cares about ascending to the next office, but he's got to push Kamala out of the way. And she's still pulling about 12 points ahead of him, which is shocking.
It's
because
amazing.
Every time she opens her claptrap, you know, you choke on the Chardonnay fumes. And that's being generous. Like, I don't know if she's going to straight Everclear or, you know, fortified wine or what she's doing. But, you know, I'm gonna give her the benefit of the doubt and say she's a classy little white wine drinker. But, man, I think she does, like, keg stands with Sauvignon Blanc.
I mean, that's very kind of you, Kennedy, to say that she's a white wine drinker, because I was thinking bathtub moonshine at this point.
Yeah.
She's just so low.
Yeah.
She's fallen so far. But speaking of class, you're coming to Soul Jules next week. So Thursday, the 22nd, and I love Soul Jules, and it's a great
Saturday,
place.
Saturday, the 22nd.
Oh, Saturday. I said Thursday, Saturday, the 22nd. Excuse me, Saturday night, the 22nd.
Yeah.
And I have Thursday on the mind for some reason, maybe because it is Thursday.
Well, it's Thursday.
Well, right. Yeah, that's why. That simple explanation. And it's only about 45, 50 minutes from our studio. So everybody can go and see you next week. And I'm excited because you're great on stage. I got to see you and Fela a couple years ago together. I actually got to introduce you guys on stage, which was a lot of fun for
That's
me.
Right.
But you're great with the crowd. And what is it about the show? Like, so tell us what it's going to be about.
So it's an evening with me, and you know, I'm telling stories from MTV to Fox, and the through line is I hate commies, and it's a thing that has motivated me in music and news and exercise, in love, in life, and I hate commies, and we are surrounded by them, and so you know, I'm going to list like the top five enemies of freedom, like, you know, the biggest commies that we face right now, because we have some new entries.
Mm.
You know, it's like it was like Bernie Sanders and Stalin forever. But, you know, we have some newbies on the list, and they're elbowing their way in there, and
yeah.
They're aggressive and they are legion. And so I'm going to take them down one pinko at a time. And tell some stories about the good old days. And, you know, it's like the freedoms that we used to enjoy, and now we can't have nice things. And who do we blame for that? We blame commies.
Yeah, and, you know, Bernie seems harmless in comparison to some of these new entries.
Until he has
that you
phone
mentioned.
Sex with Nancy Pelosi. When Bernie and Nancy Pelosi, and you're going to hear that on stage. You're going to hear that. And it's disturbing. It's not for children. It's not. It's filthy. and we're going to get there. We're going to go there. We're going to hear it. We're going to feel it. And it's going to be like a Gallagher show. And I'm sorry for the front row, but you're getting hosed.
Kennedy's at Soul Drills next Saturday night, the 22nd, in Pottstown, PA. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great night. And, you know, what I've always loved about you is that you have a great libertarian streak in you that you've never shied from. And it's something that we need more of right now. And I'm glad, because there's so much government in our life. Like, remember when they used to say, stay out of my bedroom? And the left used to say that all the time, which I agree with, like, stay out of the bedroom. But not when it came to the lights in your bedroom, the shower in your bathroom, the faucet,
your gas,
right?
Stove.
Yeah.
Your gas water heater. Like, it's all gone. Anything fun, anything cool, anything productive, gone. It's all gone. Like jail. You'll go to jail. You will. It's that old Fred Armisen thing. Jail. Overcooked the fish, jail. Undercooked the fish, also jail. It's like, you know, gas stove, jail. Electricity, jail. Gas car, jail.
Coal fired pizza, jail. No coal for you.
Absolutely jail. No coal for you. No wood. And it's like they talk about taking things away. And I'm like, Jimmy Kimmel has all of that stuff. Like, he has armed guards. He's got a wood burning fire pit in his backyard where he cooks his 800 degree pizzas. He's got all that stuff. But he wants to take your guns. And, you know, he's not funny anymore. He's not fun. So he wants to take everyone's fun. He might land on the list. Gavin Newsom, Jimmy Kimmel, they're elbowing their way onto the enemies of freedom list. They might be up there. I don't, at this point, I don't give a rip. It's like, come at me, bros.
And his wife, boy, she seems like a lot of fun, huh?
Oh, you know, like, she's like, well, I didn't even talk to my family anymore who voted for Trump. Like, we're not going to have Thanksgiving with them. Do you know the sigh of relief that her family breathed when they're like, oh, Taryn isn't coming to Thanksgiving? You know, it's like that scene in Airplane where I was like, what? Yeah, just partying. They're so old. They're like, oh, thank you. This Thanksgiving, we are so thankful that killjoy isn't going to be here to lecture us so we can eat turkey and watch football and play grab ass in peace.
They're just so unhappy, the people on the left. They're just miserable all the time. They don't have any fun whatsoever. And I mean, that's really why these late night, quote unquote, comedy shows have failed, because they're not fun people. So how can you possibly be funny if you're not fun? And if life, if everything makes you miserable and upset, like, I mean, I get comics who do that as like their shtick, but if that's really how you view the world all the time, how the hell can you be funny? And why would the audience expect comedy? They don't even go there for comedy. They go there because it's therapy. And it's this notion of saying, like, hey, join in the misery, join in.
You know why they go? They go because they have shriveled gonads and they want to be lectured to. That's why they watch Jimmy Kimmel. Because they're miserable. They're near eunuchhood. And they just want to go and be castigated. And that's all they get. They've given up on laughs. They've given up on joy. They've given up on any sort of intellectual arousal. They just go there to be lambasted and to be miserable. It's like the new dominatrix.
So you're going to go after the commies at Soul Joel's on Saturday the 22nd, and everybody can come and see you and laugh and hear some stories. And you said you're going to tell some MTV stories, too. That's cool, because, I mean, us Gen Xers, we're the best. I think we are the greatest. I'm not the greatest generation. That's the greatest generation. But leaving them aside, we're like the second greatest generation.
I mean, look at the boobs we're sandwiched in between. We have to motorboat baby boomers and millennials. And now we have Gen Xers bringing up the rear. And it's like, do you guys have any idea what it was like to be us? To drink out of a garden hose and put playing cards in your bike spokes and go light stuff on fire until your mom screamed at you at 7 o'clock to come home for dinner? She didn't know where you were. Like, you could have been a Chinese spy. You could have been selling heroin for Mexican cartels. She wouldn't have known. She'd have been like, okay, the Velveeta casserole is almost ready. Sit down.
And you know the thing about kids right now is because, you know, my son's 11, they all have water bottles. And I say this to my wife all the time, like, what do you think's going to happen to these children? Are they going to dehydrate? They're going to a school. They have water fountains. But every single one of them has a
water bottles. They have oil drums. And God help you if you don't have an ice maker. I don't know, like, what are they being told? Like, you're in the wrong body and your kidneys don't work, so you have to drink 15 gallons of water an hour? Like, what is the propagandizing that's happening? Like, we were lucky if we had Sunkist and, like, a thimble of brown water to drink all day long.
My God, the sugar water we had as kids, it was glorious. Was it not glorious? Nowadays, they'd lock you up if you gave your kids Capri Sun.
If you sent your child to school with Sunny D, you would get a visit from Child Protective Services.
My daughter the other day, she's by the sink dumping out her water that she had in her bedstand the night before in case she dehydrated. And I said to her, I go, Claire, what are you doing? And she goes, I don't want to bring old water to school. I said, old water? What is this old water thing? And of course, has to fill it up with ice. And then it's in an insulated jug and it's all designer now. So that's the other thing, is that the moms at the soccer games are all competing for who has the latest thing. And I thought I was being a good husband when I got my wife what I thought was the latest, a Stanley. But no, you know what it turns out, Kennedy? That's last year's thing. They're on to something new now.
Oh, no. Good Lord. And now, you know, it's like your kid goes on Amazon. Now, like, boop, 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 boop. $14,000 later, it's like, oh, I hope you're happy and hydrated.
Well, we're excited.
Poor bladder.
We're so happy you're coming to our area. We're happy you're coming to Pottstown, PA. Soul Joel's Saturday night, the 22nd. Great thing to do. Great thing to go. A lot of fun. What's the best way for everybody to get tickets, Kennedy?
You can go to souljoels.com and get tickets for the 22nd, or you can go to my Instagram page. There's a link in my bio. Takes you right to the tickets. It's Kennedy Nation. So come visit me. Poke around. It's my dog's 10th birthday. It's all exciting news.
Very nice. You'll beat up the commies. We'll give people some laughs and some great stories. We'll put a link as well on our YouTube chat and on our social media.
You're the best. Thanks,
that's
Rich.
That's the least I can do. And thanks for coming on. It's great catching up with you. It's always fun. Keep doing great stuff. And make sure you also subscribe to Kennedy's podcast, Kennedy Saves the World, which is not easy for one person to do, and yet you managed to do it.
I did 5 days a week. And I'm also giving out Kennedy for President t-shirts. I'm not selling them. I've only got about 5 of them. And I will be gifting those to the most rabid fans who deserve them. And I will see your worth. I will look at you in the audience and I will see your worth.
Signing boobs, is that out or is that back in? I forget.
Hey, man, I'm from the Motley Crue. I'll sign whatever you want.
Soul Joel's November 22nd. It's a Saturday, not a Thursday. And she's Kennedy and Kennedy Nation. Thanks, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Rich Cioli. You got it.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. As we continue along, we got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up with more great stuff for you and the news of the day. And we'll also get into the other dumb things that the governor-elect of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, said. So don't go anywhere. We're going to have another great, well, you get 2 more hours to go. We're just getting started here. But I do want to let you know that there is a developing story around Starbucks employees going on strike. So if you're looking to get an overpriced burnt coffee that is loaded with sugar, and you may have to wait. So just keep that in mind. I'll give you the latest on that. I love guns. I love the Second Amendment. I love freedom. I love liberty. And I love Bob's Little Sports Shop. And they have all of that there at Bob's Little Sports Shop. And you know what would be a great thing to do this holiday season? Instead of the same old with, you know, parties, office parties that are boring, you go to Bob's Little Sports Shop. You go there and you have an event there for up to 30 people. with NRA certified instructors. And here's the best part. You don't need any experience. So if you're thinking like, well, somebody in the group has never shot a gun before, no, don't worry about it. They don't need a firearms ID card. They don't need experience. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises. That's the only downside. But you won't need it because you'll be high on life and high on the fun you'll have at the range with all these great people training you and showing you the way. And if you're an experienced shooter, you'll have a great time showing off. Bob's is also the place to go. Black Friday specials with great discounts on firearms and gear as well. What you want to do is go to bobslittlesportshop.com and see all the details. Book your holiday event now because they are filling up fast. You'll love the people there. They're great. They take good care of you. They never make you feel stupid if you don't know anything about guns. And they'll help you find the perfect firearm for you and make sure you know how to use it so you can protect yourself and your family. And that's what you want to do. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. Do it now and sign up. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.